from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Tor Delco stops in media. WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Oh, wow. Right on time.
Ike, how we doing?
Well, Spike, Jackie Baseball, welcome to media. How are you, boy?
Very nice people here.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Friendly.
Yes, absolutely. The final afternoon show, Tor Delco stop. We are in media for Dining Under the Stars, right between Spasso and La Katrina. They've been very good to us, and we're outside, so you can come and say hi. By the way, this is all brought to you by Visit Delco PA. People say Delco is a lot, right? Find out all Delco has to offer. Visit DelcoPA.com. Also, Providence Animal Center here.
Yes.
Now, Minnow did not find a home yesterday.
Which is ridiculous.
Yeah, she's a puppy. She's adorable. And she's available for adoption here. I said I'd even pay for the adoption fee. Minnow gets a home.
Can I double pay for the adoption fee?
You can.
Okay.
And you just give that money to me.
No, I'm not doing that.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I'm not helping the Spike Fund.
Yeah. So Minnow's got to find a home today. They are right next to us. So if you stop by, you can say hi to Minnow, take her home. Well, they got to fill out some forms. We got to make sure that you're,
a good
citizen. Yeah. And we do have a big show. Robbie E., Mr. Delco, will be here with us from 4 to 5. We will give him a brand new Delco quiz to find out how Delco he is. That's happening at 4 o'clock. 4:30. We will get the final word on whether Chip Snappers is moving to Delaware County. So we'll have Chip Snapper at 4:30. 3 o'clock, we have Larry Anderson. And 3:30, we will have Elliot Shore Parks to talk about a record that will stand for a long time.
Thank God it's over,
though. But is not perfect. So we will talk to Elliot at 3:30. We, of course, have to start the show off today talking about the loss last night. Now, if you listened to the end of our show yesterday, you would have known what was going to happen last night.
Yep.
As Jack made fun of the Braves, made fun of their lineup, said that he is no longer fearful of them, and the division was over.
Yes.
Ike promptly said the Phillies would lose 3-2. They lose 3-1. Before we get going, Jack, do you feel any responsibility for last night's game?
No.
I told you it was bad news.
It was bad news. I knew they were going to lose last night. I want to get that one out of the way early. But I still believe it. Like I still believe everything that I said last night. It was a bad night. They struck out 13 times. The top of the lineup was 0 for 12 with 7 strikeouts. Bad night for the Phils. Still believe what I said.
A lot of bad nights for the Phils over the last 2.5 months. Go ahead. Oh, I saw you rearing up. No?
No, okay. Go ahead.
This is like sort of where I am last night. We could debate whether he should have pulled Alvarado or not pulled Alvarado. We could debate like this, that, and the other. And I just like after 2.5 months, I'm just sort of at the place where we are. This is sort of who the Phillies are. We are not like the best team in baseball. We're one of the really good teams in baseball, one of the best teams in baseball. But the first couple of months of being just far and away better than everyone else is a mirage. We haven't seen it in months at this point. We've seen much more of this good for a few games, not good for a few games. And really what it's going to come down to is, like, could they get lucky in October and win the World Series? Sure, I guess they could get lucky. But I'm not heading into the playoffs thinking this is the team or this is any significantly different than last year. I just sort of think we have settled into a place where they are a good team, they're not a great team, and we're just going to have to get lucky.
No, you don't win a championship by getting lucky. That just doesn't happen. And so if the Phillies were to go on to win the World Series like I expect them to do, it will be because ultimately they have more talent than the majority of other teams. I'm not saying they are head and shoulders better than anybody, any of the top teams. I think, though, when they are playing at their best and you stack them up against any of the other rosters, top to bottom, pitching, bullpen, hitting, clutch hitting, been there and done it, all those things, the Phillies have more check marks in their box than the other teams. And this just may be one of those years where, you know what? You don't have to be one of these all-time great baseball teams in order to win a championship. This may be the year of parity, the year of mediocrity. When I look at all of these teams, they all have flaws. Some of them have great lineups. They don't have the necessary starting pitching, 1-3 or 1-4. They may not necessarily have the bullpen. How about bench players? Things of that nature. So when I look at the Phillies, they are battle-tested. They have the red light district players there. They just need to get it done. Last night was a terrible loss. I'm not encouraged by anything I saw last night. It's the reason why I didn't say they were back last week after they won 4 out of 6. Against those teams, because you just don't know what you're going to get. But you're right in one instance. They are what they are. I can accept they are what they are. I don't need them to be the 86 Mets or the 2000 Yankees or one of these teams where we got to have this, I don't know, that they etch their names in the history of the game as one of the greatest championship teams ever. You know what? Sometimes you're the Milwaukee Bucks and you win a championship. It happens. Sometimes you're the Baltimore Ravens in 2012 with Joe Flacco as your quarterback, and you win the championship. Sometimes you're the, I don't know, Kansas City Royals, and it happens. Like, it is what it is. And when you can't look at this Phillies team and tell me healthy, you would rather have, how many other rosters would you rather have than this roster?
Well, but
all things being equal.
But we say healthy, and every other team in the National League has dealt with more injury issues this year than the Phillies have. The Dodgers have dealt with more. The Braves have dealt with more. The Brewers just had a pretty big injury. You know, this and that. So, like,
well, we lost Trey Turner for 6 weeks. We lost Bryce Harper for a couple weeks.
Absolutely.
We lost our third best pitcher people thought was in the Cy Young candidacy for what, the last month and a half, 2 months with Ranger Suarez?
I guess,
like, we've lost guys too.
I guess where I'm at is just sort of like, we agree in, I think, what they are. We agree in what they are.
Yeah. No illusion about who they are as a team.
But what I think what I'm pushing back against is I feel like everybody is sort of waiting for the quote-unquote real Phillies to show up again, right? Mm-hmm. And because we all bought in, I think, in the first couple of months of the year, okay, it's different. It's different, it's different, it's different. And they're better than they were.
If you're bought in, you're in.
Well, but I don't – what is that supposed to mean?
Well, buying in while they're good doesn't say a whole lot to me. If you're bought in, you still believe that when they're going through some tough times.
Tough times. They've been bad longer than they've been good.
And they still have the second best record in all of baseball.
Well, they have the same record as basically six other teams in baseball. We're talking about one loss, one win. Okay, so if we
Why am I afraid of the other teams? Why do I need to beat up on my team?
It's not about beating up.
Sure it is.
No, it's not.
It's about
a reality check of if they are the same good as the Brewers, the Padres, the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Orioles, the Astros. Then we have like a 1 in 10 chance of winning the World Series this year. And if that's what it is, that's fine. But that is a lot different than I think we all thought 2 months ago. And I guess my point is,
what a shorter sample size. So blame us for, I don't know, jumping off the cliff when they were out 25 games above 500 and it was only 2 months into the season. It's a long baseball season. It's a long baseball season. Like, shame on those who thought the Yankees were done when they were losing 2 months ago. The Dodgers were done. We swept them in June, and they were losing players. Like, shame on those of us who felt those teams' seasons were over and we were going to cakewalk to a World Series. That's not how it happens. We're not going to cakewalk to a World Series because we got off to a hot start. Thankfully, we did. So now we can endure rough times right now and not necessarily fall out of contention. Those teams that got off to a slow start, guess what? Thankfully for them, there aren't five dominant teams out there, and their seasons are over. The league is about parity. It is where it's at. Our roster is just as good as anybody else's rosters. We have big names, big-time pitchers, just like everybody else has. I don't have any reason to fear or feel down about the outlook on this team at the end of the year as anybody else does. If you say we have 1 in 10 chance, well, okay. So do the rest of those teams. Who has the clear-cut advantage when you look at the rest of those teams? None of those teams have a 20% chance of winning, 30% chance of winning, just because they're playing okay right now. They're just playing okay right now. I'm still in there on the Phillies. I'm still in. I think you wanted to believe in them, but there's always something inherently with you that won't allow you to go full all the way in. It just is. That's a personality trait.
No,
we love you, but it just is what it is.
No, is that
fair?
If they convince me, they are convincingly all the way in, then I'll be all the way in. But I don't see any reason to be all the way. I'm all the way in terms of care. I care. I want them to win.
Sure, of course
I care.
You do.
Right, all of those things.
Yeah, I'm not saying
but
that.
In terms of
whether you believe it, though.
Yes, but whether I believe they're good is different than whether I want them to win. Those are two different things.
Exactly. So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about belief. We're not talking about whether anybody wants them.
Right, right.
We're talking about whether or not you believe they can go out and win the World Series. And I'm telling you, I still do. And you're telling me that I'm foolish
for
believing that.
No, no, no.
Or anybody who believes that they're fooling themselves.
No.
We're lying to ourselves.
Nope. I believe they can. I think the difference is, at one point, I believe that they could at a different level than I believe now.
Okay.
Like, I don't think the team is essentially – there were a lot of things that happened.
You thought it was going to be a cakewalk.
No, I didn't think it was going to be a cakewalk.
You thought it was going to be a cakewalk. It's like everyone in the city. We're going to waltz our way to a World Series.
I did not think we were going to waltz our way to the World Series. But what I'm telling you is that there were things at the time that I guess I should have looked at and gone, you know what? It's probably not likely that every reliever we have is going to have a 1.5 ERA. You know what I mean? And by the way, it's not just Alvarado last night has the same ERA basically as Hoffman has had since the All-Star break, has the same ERA as Strom has had since the All-Star break, has the same ERA as Kirkering has since the All-Star break. So they've all been there. So that went away. The Ranger Suarez dream season sort of went away, whether it's due to injury or reality or maybe a little bit of a combination of both. Mm-hmm. And now I think I'm just dealing with the reality of, okay, you guys were at one point just get me to the postseason,
yes.
And I was not. Mm-hmm. Now I'm just like, wake me up when it's time to play one of the good teams in October, and we'll see if we're hot or not. But I thought this team was a step above that, and I've come to the reality that they're not. Could they? Sure,
and that's
they
fair.
Could. Yeah,
that's fair.
That's sort of where I'm at.
Yeah, that's fair, and I don't think you're the only person that feels that way.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And if I were to say, listen, my confidence level in May and June was at an 8 or 9, and now it's at more like a 6 or 7. Okay,
sure.
Because I've gotten more evidence on them.
Yep.
They aren't playing at the level that they were earlier in the season. I'm just looking at the end result or the finish line, and I'm saying to myself, I haven't given up on the faith that this team can go win the World Series. I haven't gotten to that point yet.
Sure. I think a lot of people have gotten to that point, which I'm not at, which you're not at. I definitely think they can. Jack, now 215-592-9494. Where is your belief level in the Phillies right now? 215-592-9494. Jackie Baseball, where are you at?
Well, let me say this. First off, on many days, I'm thankful for Ike Reese. But especially today. Oh, I'm glad you went to him first. Yeah. Obviously, you always go to Ike first. It's not like a different day.
Yeah, I mean.
But today, I needed that.
His name is first on the show.
It is first on the show for a reason.
Yeah.
Until I get in there. But, I think that I've come to the realization of, I thought this was going to be a special. They're gonna go 109 wins, and they're going to just always be a wagon. They're not a wagon. Like, breaking news. They're not a wagon.
I'm glad that ended, by the way.
I mean, depending on where you're from, man, wagons mean different.
Yeah, they do.
They aren't a wagon, yes.
Yeah. Well, they no longer have the caboose. You know what I mean? So, they're not a wagon. And I'm definitely in the mindset of, I think they can win the World Series rather than, I think they're going to win the World Series.
Yes.
But I think there's just a little bit too much. They stink. But I'm not believing. I'm done with the Phillies. How they're playing right now, it sucks to say. It ultimately doesn't really matter.
Wow. That's not true.
Doesn't matter.
It's not true.
All that matters is how they play a month and a half from now. Like, when they get in, they're...
If they blow the division, are you going to say that?
I don't think they're going to blow the division.
What if they did?
I said yesterday it's
over. What if they did? What if they just made it as a wild card after blowing the division? You still think it's fine?
No, it's a wrap.
Yeah, okay. It wouldn't be a wrap.
Yes,
it wouldn't be a wrap at all.
Yes,
they're already third in the wild. They're already third after yesterday, so they're back down to that. So they're playing
so
in
they
the
don't get
round.
A bye. And by the way, we'll start talking about that. I think it's important that they get to one of the top two seeds.
Yep. I don't know about that. I just think, again.
Would you rather win one series or two series?
Right, but I would rather have.
Chase don't go with the whole. He doesn't want the time off. And
right.
Okay.
Keep playing.
All right. Well,
okay. Which I am not of that.
No. Point. Yeah. You can lose in the first round if you play in it. If you don't play in the first round, you can't lose in the first round. But
that is
whatever.
Breaking news. Thank you for breaking.
I just want to explain some basic math to you. Okay.
But once again, toughen up a little bit.
Yeah. Now I have to toughen up.
I'm not
up
talking
a
to you.
Okay.
Well, partially you and and people like you.
Let me ask you one question on that. And by the way, 215, I can't ask you a question.
Well, no, you can, but the way you said it, I feel like I'm about to get
exposed.
No.
I won't bring up anything from outside of the radio show.
God.
Don't worry about it. I actually think people's anger and frustration is healthy. In that,
I agree.
I don't want the old Philly. You know, in this town, and I've said this a couple of times, when the Phillies get bad, it used to be that people would just tune them out. And that's not what's happening, right? I think a lot of people felt the way that we did in the first couple of months in the season, thinking, okay, special year, special year, special year, and they feel it taken away from them, and their emotional reaction is, they stink, I don't care, I give up. They say that, it's the same thing that you say to your mom or your dad when they tell you can't have something and you're mad. It's I hate you. You
right.
don't that they're people are acting emotionally because they're emotionally invested and they're not ready to turn it off.
Yeah.
So I think that part of it that you, Jack, because you do post game and you hear their frustration right after the game, I think that's part of it. But I think we do the same thing with the Eagles and we do the same thing with the Sixers rather, is that I think that is emotion, but I think the reality of okay, maybe we're not as good as we thought we are is getting to people. And that kind of sucks.
That's frustrating too. Yep. Yes. No, that is. There's something to that. Yeah. Yep. Where you're like, hold on. I've invested emotionally completely in this team.
Right.
Thinking that this is where we're going to go. And now I'm starting to realize maybe we aren't as good as I thought we were.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's frustration with that. Yeah. And believe me, I'm frustrated from last night, even though I anticipated tongue-in-cheek after Jack said what he said yesterday. But that's also piggybacking off of what happened Sunday in the bottom of the ninth inning. Right? Like this little so some of my frustration about last night, and this isn't, oh, I told you so, as I saw some people tweeting out there last night about Bryce being rested and how that didn't really help him last night.
Well, he might be.
Well, some people were taking victory laps on the whole
As if it would have been different if he hit in the bottom of the ninth.
Right. Yeah.
He looks really refreshed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So you saw a lot of that last night. Okay. I'm not saying that. I'm just more or less the mentality of, well, we won the first three games. This game doesn't matter. We won the series. Let's get ready for the Braves.
Yeah.
Now look.
Yeah, that didn't quite work.
Yes.
That didn't quite work.
And now you're putting my guy on the mound tonight. Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry. Knowles is here to rescue us.
How's that make you feel?
As long as that 600-foot home run that Ozuna hits tonight is a solo shot, we'll be fine. 215.
By the way, solo shot last night?
Yes.
He is sick, man. Yeah, he is. Really is.
He is. 215-592-9494. Eric and Sherry Hill, you're on WIP.
Eric. I just need to understand what's going to make everybody happy, because how many years have we been talking about the Phillies need to take care of business early in the season so that when it mattered most in October, because they didn't have enough wins, they didn't have the ball rolling, like they didn't start off strong. Now they did. Why does that change? I mean, they're not perfect. They're going to have their slumps, right? They're going to have their injuries and everything else. I get it. But, I mean, are they going to be perfect? No, they're not going to be perfect. But are they a great team? Sure they are. And there's no doubt that they're a great team. Who's going to be in October?
Well, I get it, Eric, but I think doesn't it mean anything to you that they're, since June, they're under 500? They have been bad for longer than they've been good. And yes, they got off to a hot start and it is benefiting them now. But I guess I don't agree with you. There's like, well, there's going to be ups and downs. When was the last time there was an up?
Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, against the Nationals, you know, like, and I don't know. There's been more downs than ups over the last 2.5 months, and I can appreciate long season. I can appreciate ups and downs, but saying that they're a great team, do you think this is my question? Do you think that they are significantly better than the Dodgers, the Brewers, the Padres in the National League?
No, I'm not saying that they're the greatest team. I'm just saying that they're great enough that they could potentially, like, they have the ability to, like, over the past few years, I didn't see them going to the World Series. So, you know what I mean?
Okay. So you think this team is different and better than So why do you think this year's team is better than last year's team?
I just seen the way they start, the way they play together. They seem to be more unified. They seem to be more like a team. And they kind of reminded me in the beginning of the season of how they were united, like when the Eagles won the Super Bowl, how that team, everybody was united. They were all working together. They were all hanging out together. They had a camaraderie amongst themselves, and it was pretty admirable. So when you work together, and like, so when someone's down, like, you're going to feel that too. Your buddies, you're feeling the pain that they're feeling. So you're going to suffer with your buddies, you know what I mean, your brothers. So you got to try to pick them up. If you don't have enough to pick them up at the moment, then you know, you're going to deal with what you're going to deal with. But as that stride starts to pick up, you know, then things will turn around. And I think they have the ability to turn around. Do I think they're the greatest team? No, but I think they're right there with the rest of them.
Sure. Thank you for the call, Eric. I do think they have the ability to turn it around. This particular stretch has been a little too long for me. And who knows? Maybe they win the second two games of the Braves series, and all of a sudden we have two straight series wins, and everything feels better about it.
Well,
that
would help.
That would help. It sucks to go into that Braves series in game one, and you have Wheeler on the mound. And honestly, every strikeout last night seemed like it happened on three pitches. It seems like we couldn't even compete last night.
Well, on top of the lineup doing what they did.
You know,
yeah, I mean, and that's really where you got to start. You got to start there with your best players at the top of the lineup not necessarily being there last night, not coming through. You know, Bryce looked lost at the plate last night. Did he strike out four times? Three times,
and then there was the ground out in the eighth. Or
yeah, like he didn't look very good at the plate last night. I'm not going to get on Trey. Trey's been on such a hot streak. You know he's going to have one of these games somewhere sort of in there. And listen, Schwarber's a beast. And Schwarber's liable to start off the game tonight with a home run. That's how he is. Bryce, I'm a little more concerned about Bryce on the road. He's been much better at home than he's been on the road. Yeah. I mean, like, much better. And do you agree?
Yeah, well, I was actually going to look up the stats real quick.
He had a hot week in there, but by and large.
That week when they played Seattle and those teams, the Tigers,
Well, and, I mean, they're 6-11 on the road since the All-Star break. So as a team, they've also been bad on the road.
Well, they go as he goes.
What's the record at home since the All-Star break?
Yeah, I don't have that.
Yeah, okay. I think
it's probably somewhere around 500. Right?
Yeah, 500 or maybe a little bit lower.
Yeah, so on the road, he's hitting 260. At home, he's hitting 290.
Yeah, that's a big difference.
Like baseball.
Especially when, might not have home field.
Believe me, when you got something at stake, you realize it.
Yeah.
I'm sure you do.
So we have another spot to give away in the afternoon show, Fantasy Football League, today. And what we're going to do, because we were outside in media for the beautiful Dining Under the Stars, first of all, you have to be able to show up at the draft, which is next Wednesday at 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. You show up, put your name in a hat, and we will pull one of those names out at the end of the show. So we are giving you – it's not the first person. You don't have to rush over here. But if you stop over and give us your name, we'll put it in a hat. We will pick one at the end of the day. You adopt Minnow, maybe –
you're automatically in. You adopt the dog.
Okay.
Well, as long as the vetting process is fine.
Yes.
Well, of course. Yeah.
We're going to interview you as well. They'll interview you. We'll interview you as well.
I need Minnow. Like, I love Minnow. I would love to see her again. Yep. I need Minnow out of here.
Yes. Yeah, no more Minnow. Yeah. We need Minnow to have
She's
a home.
She's adorable.
All right. This is the WIP afternoon
couldn't
show.
Couldn't phrase that any better, man.
Wow. Yep.
it's a tight time right now.
Yeah, look at her over there.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Okay. It's only the modern day 1964.
We are in media for Dining Under the Stars. We're outside in between Spasso and La Katrina. Dining Under the Stars shuts down State Street, 6 o'clock. It's tonight. You can dine outside in the heart of media. Details at visitmediapa.com. It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Quartet pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.